Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we've hit some pretty heavy-duty financial topics on this program, and I like to mix it up. You know, I realize you don't want to listen to me for an entire show, although there are times when I can be simply riveting with my topic. But I do like to bring in other guests and have people give us some different perspectives, especially on things that are not always hardcore financial topics. And so today's program, what I want to get into, I have a special guest on the line waiting. He's ready to go. He's ready to talk to you. His name is Jim Donovan, and he is an author. He's a speaker. He's a coach. And his book is What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm glad you are. And so tell us, I mean, let's dive right in. Let's tell people about who you are, what you do, and your book, and how you're going to help them take a new look at life.
Okay, in a
How's
nutshell,
that?
that's a lot to answer in one program. We do this in weekly segments, I'm kidding. I started writing way back. I started my Jim Stones newsletter as a result of having my own life gone through a 10-year downward spiral and hitting bottom and crashing and burning, and I did all of that stuff that goes with that, but almost just years of living in total dysfunction. And when I got straightened out, I became a student of personal development and literature, and I'm obsessed with it, have been for the last 27 years. And I started writing about that, which led to a newsletter, which led to my first book, and that was in 1996. I've written, at this point, my What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life is actually a republication, but that is my fifth book in the U.S.
Okay.
And I have another one coming out in April from another publisher. I'm happy at work. That'll be like six or seven. I think it gets confusing after a while.
Sure.
But a lot of what I write about is fits right into what you're talking about, because finance is always a big issue, obviously. I wrote a little book called Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck to try to get people to understand we're in control of it. We can choose what we want in our life. We can choose the kind of life that we want to have. And how do I know this? Well, because I've been doing it for 30 years. So that's my proof that it works. I live what I write about and speak about. And simple principles, and they've been handed down through the ages. You can trace back to books back before the Bible, in the Bible and before that, back to the Bhagavad Gita and all that.
Well, Jim, what do you say to people who they've been dealt as one might describe it, a bad hand in life, and they say, that sounds easy, Jim. You know, all I got to do is will myself into success. All I got to do is think positive and I'll be successful. And they don't believe it. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, the way they've been thinking isn't getting them anywhere, right? It has to start with this. You have to want to change.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's a cliche that's been around a long time. You hear it in 12-step programs. Nobody changes till the pain gets too great. And unfortunately, this seems to be true for most people.
Okay.
They really wait until they get pushed against the wall before they're willing to look at a new way of doing things and a new way of thinking. And I did this myself.
Okay.
And when I finally couldn't take the pain anymore, I give up. I got to learn a better way to live. And I did. And that's what I teach. That's what I talk about. That you can, you decide the kind of life you want to have. And no, it doesn't just happen and you don't just roll up from the bottom and all of a sudden, boom, you're living in a la-di-da world. But you decide where you want to go and then get off the couch and just start doing something about it. You have to own your life. First chapter of my book is accepting. Accepting what's going on around you, accepting who you are. You know, if I'm stuck financially, for example, if I'm stuck because my company doesn't pay me enough and the government takes too much money in taxes, I have two choices. I can remain a victim and stay stuck there until the government changes. Good luck on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can own my life and say, I don't like this mess, but it's my mess. If I own it, I now have the power to change it. It is that simple. And somebody owns it, they can change it.
So it's about taking responsibility.
I'm sorry?
It's about taking responsibility.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's the biggest problem I see. And I've been doing, I have a volunteer program I do in a local prison I've been doing for 15 years. I see it all from there to executive level, actually, all through society, people wanting to push that on someone else. It's your fault my life is a mess. Well, you know what? My life is still a mess. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Because this is, people get hung up in right and wrong. Well, it shouldn't be this way. Yeah, okay. It shouldn't be that way. But excuse me, it is that way.
Hmm.
So you either accept what is and move from there and do what you can do, or you stay in victim.
So it can be our beliefs that limit what we can accomplish.
Definitely. Whatever you believe about yourself will determine everything you do from that point forward. Right? I mean, if you don't believe you can change your life, you're not going to get up. You're not going to get up. This is how people, by the way, get stuck in homelessness. It's not that they want to be there. Nobody wants to be homeless. I've been there. Nobody wants to be there. It's very psychologically crazy.
Mm.
But they get stuck. They start to accept that condition, and they get to a place where they don't believe they can do anything about it. Then you're cooked. You're done.
Well, here's the question,
Jim. That's the first thing has to change.
Yeah, and here's my question, then, is what can people do to change that? I mean, if it's a belief system or our beliefs are limiting them, then how do they change that way of thinking? Because it's what they believe. So how do they start believing something else?
I think you start by understanding that it's a belief. That's not a fact.
Okay.
It's a big discrepancy, a big difference between the two. And most of what people walk around talking about and repeating and thinking are just beliefs. You know, the world is flat. Man can't run a mile in 4 minutes. Things like that. Man can't fly. All those things that at one time were considered to be fact. So if you understand that if you're stuck in a situation, the one thing keeping you there is your belief that you're stuck there.
Hmm.
So you shift that a little bit. One of the great speakers of our time, the late Jim Rohn, said when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And you start looking for something different.
Instead
of seeing problems, I did a program for Wake Up and See the Money. It's a little audio program, one CD program. It's about when you start to realize that there's opportunity. There has to be. If there's a need, there must be the other side of that. The law of polarity says that. So I start knowing that, I start looking for opportunity, I become the little kid in Easter egg hunt. I run into the field expecting to find the Easter eggs, and guess what? I find the Easter eggs. Because I'm not looking for the problem anymore, I'm looking for the solution to the problem. And like I said, I live and breathe this. Nobody can challenge me on this stuff. I mean, I'm on very solid ground.
I hear you.
I know this works because I do it. I live it, and that's how you change it. My life is not perfect. Amazingly better than I ever dreamed it would be. I've impacted lives all over the world. It was like a big wow for me every day to be doing it. But I have days that are challenging like anyone else.
Sure.
You take the tools, and this is what I write about tools. Here's a technique. This works. I know this works because I've been using it for 20 years. You know, things like that. It's real stuff. But we can take back the power of our lives. We can change it. We can create whatever we want to have in our life. And I know it. I have people all around me that have done this.
Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He has lived it, and he is written about it now. What are you waiting for? It's your life. JimDonovan.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are joined by Jim Donovan. And if you were listening before the break, you know, the thing that Jim really spoke to me about, and I hope he spoke to you, is about taking ownership, and he's lived this. So what are you waiting for? It's your life. That's the book. JimDonovan.com is the website. So Jim, you know, we talked about this being where we are in life. A lot of it has, there's of course bad things happen, but where we are in life, a lot of it has to do with our belief system, what we believe, and a lot of what you're sharing is about taking responsibility. Here's a very loaded question, but I'm going to ask because people are going to want to know this. Why don't more people have the life they want? What is it about us that we don't get there?
This actually became one of my favorite questions at one point when my first book was Handbook to a Happier Life, and everybody said, why aren't more people happy? And I think what it comes down to several things. There's no simple answer, but one of the big ones is that people don't stop and think about what they want. Right? What
so
do you
they're
want
a pinball.
It's literally just bouncing around. I mean, goal setting, for example, which has been around for since the 60s at least, is not taught anywhere. You have to kind of learn that on your own. I learned it on my own. I learned it from Dr. Dennis Waitley and from Tony Robbins and a whole bunch of other people, and I still study all the time. Because you start to learn that your thoughts are creating your life. So what you're talking about, what you're thinking about, what you're feeling all day long, if you're feeling afraid because you don't have enough money to pay the bills, there is no way that you can attract money to you from that perspective. It is impossible. It violates the law of the universe called the law of vibration, which breaks down the law of attraction.
Hmm.
And you cannot be in that energy. You can't be there. You got to shift it. You got to go to what's working. You got to say, okay, yeah, I got this over here. Let me just take my attention away from it for a while. Let me look at what's going right in my life. Because that will take you. Like attracts like. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? So that's going to take you where you want to go. If I'm looking at things that I want, things that I'm grateful for, that's why gratitude is so powerful. I mean, Oprah did a whole thing on gratitude. It's huge because it's putting you in a vibratory space. I mean, this is frequency stuff. This is quantum physics. They're proving all this left and right. You think you're like Bruce Lipton, biology belief. Wow. It's a wild stuff. And, we can create what we want in our life. And it's all about where is our attention, where is our emotion, where are our feelings. We feel good, we feel happy, we feel loving. If you're in that space, moment to moment, you're in the right place. If you're feeling anything other than good, you're thinking about or acting out something that's not supporting. If it was, you'd feel better.
Stay in the positive.
Yeah, and it's not just about positive thinking. Understanding that if you focus on that, if you hold your attention on that, you're going to see more of that shoma. You can create a vision of what you want in your life. I do this in seminars, I do the book. You can imagine. I'm taking something simple, and this is sort of one of the secrets, we do a lot of this kind of stuff. It's like something like a car. So imagine yourself driving the car you want to have, while at the same time being appreciative for whatever car you have. I don't care what kind of shape. It's not like cars that nobody would steal because they look so bad. It was okay because they ran. It doesn't matter. You can appreciate that. You can want something more. And imagine yourself driving a new car and getting that emotion, and you'll start taking different actions. You'll start doing something a little bit differently. And you may very well, and I know for me it's worked a dozen times, you'll wind up with the car in front. Because you'll do something. You'll have to act. It's not going to just show up in your life. It's not magic. But it's just the creation process. Everything starts with thought. Everything begins with the idea, and then comes out into the physical manifestation.
It's not just like lightning coming out of nowhere.
I'm sorry?
I said it's not like lightning coming out of nowhere. I mean, all of this...
Yeah, exactly. The sky's not opening up, and the perfect light's going to drop and land on your head. But you move toward it as you're holding your attention on it, and race car drivers know this. They start skidding. They don't look at the wall. They look where they want to go.
That's a good point. That's a good
and
point.
You can verify this. You can verify it with skydivers. That's how they connect with each other. They're looking. So you go where your attention goes.
Yeah.
On all levels. Okay. So
I like
my attention
that.
Is on what I want. That's where I'm moving in that direction. I'll find myself. I'll meet somebody. I'll read a book. Something will happen. I'll see some next step will show up, and that will take you one step closer. You don't see the end game. Everybody stops themselves because they don't know how to do something. That's one of those words I like to scratch out of the dictionary is how.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. If I have a goal, if I knew how to get the goal, I would have it by now. I would already have done it. So obviously I don't know how. If I stay stuck by that, it's going to stop me from taking any further action. But if I change the question, instead of saying, how can I get this new car, say, what can I do that would move me closer to having a new car?
I like that.
Now I'm taking a what. There's always a what. Well, it could be get a brochure, learn about the car, or sit in one, get comfortable. I tell people get pictures of yourself sitting in the car and put that in front of you where you're going to see it. Treasure maps and stuff. Your mind is moving on what you're focused on. But problem is people are focused on all their problems. They spend all their time talking about their illness and their bills and everything wrong with the world. Oh, did you see the news last night? All this nonsense.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
We talk ourselves into poverty. We talk ourselves into it. I've been there, and I know how I got there, and I know how I got back. And it's, my life has been a living example of it.
Well, the book is What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. Jim Donovan's our guest today, giving us some of his personal experience that he has built on. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got to get to, obviously a money subject, Jim. I mean, we talked about a lot of these things that do tie into money. But you speak about getting clear about money. And so my question is, how can somebody listening to this call, this conversation, learn how to get clear about money? What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a few questions you can ask yourself. You know, again, if you talk to enough people, and I do, you'll get... You know, some people say, I want more money, or I want to be wealthy. Okay, what does that mean? And I once asked an 18-year-old woman what that meant, and she said, making $100,000 a year. I said, okay, fine, that's cool. Now, I know people that can't live on $500,000 a year. I know people can't live on $100,000 a year, sure. So it becomes a personal thing. So first you figure out, what does it matter? What's your number? Not my number, there are billionaires in this world, right? There's a bunch of them running around. I have no interest in that world. Okay, I'll be right up front about it. There are people that do. Hey, I'm happy for you. Have a good time. Go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me. You know, so you find your comfort zone. What is the place? You know, and I love, I think it was Bob Proctor who did the exercise. Proctor had write down what you would like to spend on everything in your life. Forget what you have to spend on it now. Write down what you'd like to spend on it and add that up. And it's going to be less than you think.
Huh.
I do a seminar exercise. I tell people, close your eyes and imagine your ideal amount of income. Imagine living at that amount of income. And now put a zero on it, and you watch people cringe because it just moves them out of their comfort zone. That's how you get out of your comfort zone. You have to move yourself out of it. You don't go from one socioeconomic level to another just by stepping up and kind of step through that.
Yeah, that's where the action part is so critical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the part people... seem to miss sometimes when people talk about law of attraction. Like, you got to do something besides visualize it, folks. You got to actually act.
Well, and you got to act, but you spoke earlier, Jim, and I want to go back to it because I think it's interesting, and I'll be candid, I don't know a lot. I've not really looked at it as a kind of a field of study. You mentioned about, you know, we talked about attractions, and you mentioned vibrations. What was that about again?
Well, there is something called resonance. And if you ask your IT or engineering people on radio about that, they'll explain it. It's basically things that are of a similar frequency vibrate together.
Okay.
It's a physics principle. I learned it in electronics school, as a matter of fact. I went to school for broadcast television. So I understood it. That's why when I got to this as a spiritual study, it made a lot of sense because things are vibrating in our universe. So if a particular emotion, let's say anger, has frequency X, when something out there you probably don't want in your life that has a matching frequency and you're not bringing it into your life. So maybe you get a flat tire, maybe you stub your toe. Mm-hmm. And then that becomes the focus, and the focus tracks more of the same. That's where it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, you get out of bed in the morning, stub your toe, and then you drop the toothpaste, and then you hit your head on a closet, and you can't get your car started, and the day just keeps on rolling because all of your focus now is on everything going wrong, and it just keeps attracting more of the same.
Go get back in bed.
Yeah, right. Or you can start over.
Yeah.
Or you start your day with better questions. You start your day by asking, what am I looking forward to today? What am I happy about today? What am I grateful for today? Or you can do the exercise I learned from Brian Tracy and wake up before you even get out of bed. Just lay there and go, I feel great. I feel great. I feel great. You do that about 10 times. Wait 30 seconds and you're going to feel different. Try it. Don't take my word for any of this stuff. Try
well,
it for yourself.
And I get what you're saying, Jim. This is not this. I think the thing that's important to note is this is not playing mind games with ourselves. This is just changing again the way we look at things, the way we what we believe. And I like that, and I like what that speaks to about money because a lot of people, well, let's face it, money's a big part of life. Because it's, you know, it's the currency. It's what allows people to do a lot of things that they want to do.
Sure. They can create it. They can create, you create money. People don't understand what money is. Money is a measure of your service. Money is something you get back for exchanging energy with the universe. So if you want more money, figure out ways to be of service.
Solve a problem, provide a service.
Solve a problem, fill a need. All products that we have came from a need somewhere. Everything started as a need or a problem to be solved or something. Look, it's, to me, it's more about people looking around. Instead of looking at all the problems and just walking out your head on the ground, look and see what's going on around you and pay attention. You'll spot opportunities. In seminar, I've talked about creating money out of thin air, practically out of thin air. Well, you can take right now, you can write a Kindle book and throw it up on Amazon. It takes about over an hour and a half to do that. Once after you've written it and made it all out, you can put it up on Amazon Kindle, and you can publish it, and you can find ways to let people know about it, and you can create an income. And if you're Amanda Hockey, you can get a $2 million advance from another publisher for making a big hit. You know, she was the first one to break a million with her Kindle sales. But people are doing it all the time, different kinds of books, different kinds of information. I have a coaching program I'm doing for people who want to turn their passion into a business. The platform today exists to do that. 20 years ago, you couldn't do this. You couldn't take your knowledge about making green smoothies and turn it into a Kindle book and sell it to somebody like me who makes green smoothies. But someone did. I bought four. Okay. As soon as I bought my NutriBullet, I got four smoothie books. When I was selling my books on Kindle, I got six books on how to market Kindle.
Hmm.
That's how you do it. You learn fast and you keep moving. And Amazon has given anybody who knows something a platform that they can turn it into an income. How much income? I don't know. It could be millions. It could be hundreds. Who knows?
Jim Donovan's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. That's his latest book. The website is jimdonovan.com and, of course, available on Amazon, as you would expect. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've had Jim Donovan on our call today. You know, he's trying to speak to something that for some people they're, well, it maybe seem a little amorphous and hard to define. But Jim's lived it, and I think that is an interesting perspective. Hey, answer this question for me, Jim, because I know you've got the book. It's What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. That's the book. How can people use your book as a, I don't know, as part of their daily life? How do they incorporate this kind of, I guess I want two questions in one. How do they leverage your book to get further where they need to be, and then how do they really incorporate these things into their life?
Well, that's a great question. I love your questions. The way you use it to get where you want to be is just follow the process. That particular book was how did I get from where I was at the bottom
okay.
to not.
Okay.
And so it's really a step-by-step. It goes from accepting to beliefs to making new choices and changing and dreaming goals and so on. And the way you make that part of your life is you start using some of the tools. I have different tools throughout the book, techniques. If nothing else, write down some goals. I mean, kind of. Something like 95% of the population has never written down a goal. I mean,
that blows my mind. I mean,
yeah.
If I'm gonna go to another city, I gotta have a plan to get there.
Yeah, but it amazes me, and it's not about socioeconomic levels either. Because I've had these same questions with groups of high income people, and I think it was Jack Canfield talked about the Young Presidents Association. He asked the same question. It was dismal how many people had actually written goals and plans. Place to start. There's a lot of tools, but it's really about focusing your attention.
And is that really the key impact of writing the goals down? Is that you actually are getting clarity, but it's a step in the right direction with the action, being an action step?
I think that's a part of it, and I also think the fact of making it part of the physical reality and taking it out of your mind, taking it out of pure thought, just the act of writing it down or typing it into a computer makes it physical. I still use a paper journal for stuff like that. And I write them. I follow Brian Tracy's suggestion. I write my primary goal every day.
How about that?
Just rewrite it every day. Keeps
like
my attention going in that direction. I mean, you know, there are people that do entire programs on goals. But it's basic, simple stuff. It's a 1-2-3 kind of thing.
All right, Jim. Well,
that's
good.
A place to start.
That's a great place to start, and it's a great place for us to stop right there. Jim Donovan's been our guest. We've hit kind of an interesting subject here. I hope it's been helpful. What are you waiting for? It's Your Life. That's the book. JimDonovan.com is the website. Jim, thanks for being on the program.
My pleasure, David. Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.